Try how your angles get down like that. Tell me how you feel about this. Do what I want if how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
CHFI Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. The new Mission Impossible movie is now out. Have you seen that viral clip of Tom Cruise at a screening eating popcorn? It has gone viral. I'll tell you why after Maroon 5.
I've got the moves like Jagger. Woo! goes like this.
Tell me about it, darling, I know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you. You got the moves like Jagger, I've got the moves like Jagger, I've got the moves.
Well, this is the weather we were all waiting for on the weekend that didn't arrive. Sunny today, warmer, should get to a high of 22 degrees, roughly where we should be.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Did you see this clip of Tom Cruise at a screening of the movie? He's hanging out in a theater eating popcorn, and he eats popcorn like a maniac. He eats popcorn like he's about to do a stunt. He eats popcorn like the popcorn is like a character.
It's almost as if it's a game or a stunt.
Yeah.
He's trying to pull off a stunt of getting the popcorn to land in his mouth because he is throwing it into his mouth so aggressively.
If you haven't seen this and you're not driving right now, please just Google Tom Cruise eating popcorn and see what we're talking about. Yeah, how do you describe it? It's like in his hand, it's like he's violently jerking his hand up towards his face, but not touching his face, and the popcorn's flying out of his hand into his mouth.
You don't even see the popcorn.
It's so fast. And then he's
angry while he's chewing it. It's bizarre. It's so weird. I don't know what's wrong with him.
It is impressive that he never misses his mouth, though, because I feel like if I did that, like every fifth one, it would like hit my cheek.
I'm not going to lie. I had a moment where I was like, is it even going in his mouth? Like, is it a stunt where it's like he's actually throwing it over his shoulder?
Like or is it an optical illusion? There is no popcorn?
I don't know. But it's very bizarre. But then it also gets me thinking, like, how do we all eat popcorn, right? I mean, it's not something that I've ever sat in front of a mirror and watched myself eating popcorn.
Yeah, I eat popcorn disgustingly because I'm usually eating it alone if I'm watching something at my place. Like, so I'll have it in a bowl. And then I go like handful.
Oh,
and
no.
Then I'm just like mashing the handful into my mouth.
No.
But it's delicious because I need lots of popcorn in my mouth at one time. I'd say about 85% goes into my mouth. 15% doesn't, but I'm holding the bowl, so it just falls back in the bowl.
Oh, dear.
But I'm the only one eating it. I wouldn't eat it that way if I had company, but it's just the most shameless and delicious way to eat
like,
it.
Like, you got to have popcorn for the whole show or movie. That's what my boyfriend eats it at my son.
No,
once
it's done, it's done. It's good.
I know, but then you want something else during the movie.
I mean, I'll get some chocolate.
Am I the only one who picks up each kernel by itself. I just do one by one.
Me too. I do it one by one and I just pop it in my mouth. Like,
but Pooja, you're probably all dainty when you do it. You're probably like,
I'm dramatic.
Like, you probably eat it like the queen, how the queen would.
No, I'm dramatic. It's like I'm watching, you know, like my favorite reality TV show. That's how I eat popcorn. Like just slow and dramatic with each bite.
I just do one at a time, like one at a time, and then like, but not the handful the way, but wait, maybe I am eating it like Tom Cruise.
Wait, you're doing one at a time like
Tom. But not the whole handful. I'm doing the one at a time, but not the handful.
Are you doing it as aggressively?
I'm kind of watching it, but I'm not as aggressive, but one at a time.
Do you eat your popcorn like Tom Cruise? You
no,
can tell
I
us. This can be a therapy group for you.
I feel like it was, but he's so aggressive when he does it.
You know what? I have a theory. It could it just be, because he is a performer, he is so used to acting, that let's say he was in a movie and he had to pretend like to eat popcorn. Like he's putting on a performance eating popcorn. Maybe this is him acting.
Maybe.
He doesn't actually know how to eat popcorn.
It does look like if eating popcorn was an action scene, this would be how it would be done.
Because it looks like he's like strong and aggressive and like, you know.
He's taking charge.
Yeah, he's in charge. The popcorn's not in charge.
And this clip has gone so viral, I would argue that it's like outshining the movie. Okay, is there something that you eat the wrong way? We're going to go ahead and say Tom Cruise is eating popcorn the wrong way.
It doesn't look right.
It doesn't look right. Is there something that maybe you don't even know you're doing this wrong? People have had to tell you like, hey, why do you eat this like that?
Oh, so when I drink coffee in the morning, I have to take the lid off and then I can sip it. Like, you know all that.
And then your coffee gets cold.
I know, but I can't drink it any other way.
You also purchased like an expensive coffee warmer off Amazon that you never use. And Steph and I told you it was a horrible purchase.
We're not getting into that.
Okay.
I drink my coffee wrong, according to some people.
You're doing it wrong, drinking your coffee. What is the thing that people tell you you eat or drink, in Pooja's case, the wrong way? I have one I'll share with you coming up as well. But call us. We want to hear yours. 416-872-CHFI. What do you eat the wrong way?
Thank you.
Well, today is the day you have been waiting for. We've all been waiting for it. If you've been into CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot, it's draw day. Just after 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to be picking a winner. There's 87 people in the jackpot. Still one more chance to play, by the way. One more chance to get in at 7. That jackpot is at $32,500. Good luck.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Maria Castain. Eastbound 401 at Leslie in the Express, the two left lanes are taken out for maintenance this morning. Westbound 401 approaching Avenue Road to approaching Allen in the Express, all lanes are closed for a crash. You can expect some delays in that area. And then northbound 400 at Steeles, the two left lanes are taken out for construction. Are you building a deck or new garden? Click before you dig. It's free and it's the law. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca.
98.1 CHFI.
Have you recently thought about buying a new home? In these uncertain times, you deserve certainty. You need a builder you can trust to provide your family with the most important investment you'll ever make. Starling Home Corporation has built over 12,000 homes across Ontario since 1992. We're now selling in Richmond Hill, Aurora, and coming soon to Oakville, Markham, and Stouffville. It's time to think about your next home. Starling, your five-star home builder. Visit starlane.ca.
Beat the heat at Harvey's this summer for just $3. Choose one of our creamy hand-spun milkshakes or one of our frozen drinks, including new Sour Patch Kids Blue Raspberry for only $3 all summer long at Harvey's. Taxes extra.
I'm not high maintenance, just a little particular. I only drink Niagara Chardonnay, chilled at precisely 8 degrees. My lawn is kept at exactly 2.5 inches high. And I only buy home appliances recommended by my Tasco professional, because my kitchen deserves it.
Try the ProPick Savings event on now at Tasco Appliances. Enjoy free delivery or half-price installation on select models until June 1st. Some conditions apply. Only at Tasco, where picky shoppers shop.
Hey, is that a new air conditioner?
Yep, I got a cool deal from Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning. No interest and no payments till next summer.
What's the catch?
No catch, no interest, no payments for 12 months. So I'm staying cool and saving money.
Thanks for the tip.
No problem, but this limited time offer ends June 30th, so you better hurry.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Call Atlas Care today and let the pros in the green trucks save you big bucks.
It's bigger than ever. Healthy days are back at Healthy Planet. Now save a minimum 10 to 60% on everything in store. Vitamins and supplements, sports nutrition, organic and natural groceries, health and beauty. And enter for your chance to win prizes worth $20,000. Plus, from May 29th to June 1st, the first 50 customers receive a free gift bag. Only at Healthy Planet. Proudly Canadian owned. And your one-stop health shop for everyday value.
The Shaw Festival presents Anything Goes, a dazzling production of Cole Porter's timeless musical set on the SS American. Follow the antics of a nightclub singer as she navigates love triangles and hilarious hijinks on the high seas. Anything Goes on this ocean liner, featuring spectacular tap dancing and hits like You're the Top. Don't miss Anything Goes at the Shaw. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
Spring is here, which means it's time to cross things off that spring checklist, like reviewing your insurance. Bundling your policies with BrokerLink offers the benefit of having them all in one place, and you can save money. BrokerLink's insurance experts are local, and they do the insurance shopping for you, so you can get the coverage you need for your home, vehicles, boat, motorcycle, and more.
BrokerLink Insurance.
Spring into savings with BrokerLink. Visit BrokerLink.ca for an online quote or to find a local branch near you.
McDonald's sundaes and snack size shakes are $2, or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
I'm just going to say it. Tom Cruise doesn't know how to eat popcorn. What is that thing that you eat weird? We're getting to your calls and texts next.
Don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. We were victims of the night. The chemical, physical, kryptonite. Let's do the baby.
Well, if you struggled with the temps and the cold this week and you weren't alone, take an outdoor lunch today. Sunny, warmer, 22 for your high.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Tom Cruise eats his popcorn like a maniac. He eats his popcorn like it's an action movie. It's wild. It went viral as his new movie is about to come out, The Last Mission Impossible. And we're wondering if there's something that people tell you you eat the wrong way.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stories. Do you eat something the wrong way? Like, people notice when you do it?
I don't think it's the wrong way, but I know this would bother a lot of people. You know, there's people who have to have their food not touching on the plate. Like, they'll have it, like, all compartmentalized and whatever. That bothers me. I'm the opposite. I grew up with a lot of flavor in the house, Indian food, and everything was always kind of mixed together. Mm-hmm. So if I am ever handed a plate where things are compartmentalized, like it's some rice, and then it's some lentils, and then it's this or whatever, I'm like, no, everything has to get together. So I will mix, regardless of what I'm eating, Thai food, Chinese food, Italian food, everything goes together. I'll mix salad in with pasta and whatever. Everything together, mix it all up,
eat
it.
You're a commingler.
I like all the flavors at once.
And you probably hate those styrofoam built-in compartmentalized
I break down walls. I bring food and people together, Pooch.
You're not alone, because we're getting a lot of texts at 981-981, a lot of calls as well. So we're going to get to the phone line momentarily. But we're asking you, is there something people tell you you eat the wrong way? So let's go to Dylan in Toronto on the phone. What's that for you?
So it's not me. It's actually a coworker. So this is a really funny story. He's decided to start eating healthy one day, and he got some celery, and he had never eaten celery before.
Okay.
And I turn over to him, and he's just kind of chewing on it and kind of, like, not actually biting it off and eating it. He's just, like, chewing off and, like, squeezing out the juices. Just, like, leaving it. And I turned to him. I said, what are you doing? He's like, is this not how you eat celery? I said, no, that's not at all how you eat celery.
What the? I feel like that's how a rabbit would eat celery. Yeah. That's wild.
Like, he's sucking on celery.
He's sucking out the celery juice and spitting out the fiber.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's doing. And I was blown away. I said, that's crazy. I said, let's pretend this never happened. We cannot talk about this ever again.
This is the most wrong thing I've heard all week.
Yeah,
it was.
Maybe your coworker needs to just stick with eating normally and not eating healthy. Because, like, imagine carrots, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where do we draw the line? They've never met a vegetable. Dylan, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Text coming in at 981-981. Is there something you eat the wrong way? This person says, I eat corn on the cob row by row like a typewriter.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Ching. That's like a cartoon.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine sitting beside that person.
That's wild.
That is wild. Jen from Mississauga, is there something people tell you that you eat the wrong way?
Cheese strings.
Oh,
hold on. There's a wrong way to eat cheese strings? How do you eat them?
Well, you're supposed to, I guess, peel them and eat them.
Yeah.
I just eat them. Like, I bite them off and then peel.
Wait, so you eat it like it's a chocolate bar?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's wild.
You just go and go, nom, 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 instead of, like, pulling off the string.
Listen, when you're hungry, you just, you know, eat the thing. Don't play with your food.
Okay, Jen, serious follow-up question. How do you eat a Kit Kat?
So that I break off and eat. Yeah,
wait, so that you know how to break off, but you won't peel a cheese string?
That's right, yeah.
I love it. Jen, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
98.1
CHFI.
Seeker.
Seeker's the place to find live radio, podcasts, news, and sports you love. Easily search the shows you love.
Okay, two, one, coffee.
Share the highlights that make you laugh.
Caesar salad out of kale. And I go, you know what? You made Caesar salad just a little bit worse.
And enter the contest you want to win.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Download the free app from the App Store or Google Play. Seeker. Seek your sound.
E-E-K-R. Seeker.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember. So we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Hi, Carol Newberry Mitchell here from MMP LTD, Licensed Insolvency Trustees. Life is getting more expensive, but one thing that isn't are free, confidential consultations. If debt is overwhelming you, we'll create a plan to stop the calls, manage your debt, and help you move forward with confidence. For your free consultation, call 310-DEBT. That's 310-3328 or visit mmpdebt.ca.
Call us on the phone or see us on the net.
Step into the heart of rock and roll at the Distillery Historic District. Our rock and roll revival is showcasing live music weekends until June 8th on the Trinity Street Stage. Come and explore the outdoor patios, signature eats, local market vendors, and more. Rolling Stone presents Amplify, the immersive rock experience, now showing at Illuminarium Toronto. Visit thedistillerydistrict.com for details and showtimes. There's always something happening at the Distillery District.
Good morning. It is 5:30. Eva's off today. Here's Maria Castain.
Good morning, Gurdeep. Newly elected MPs will be voting in the next Speaker of the House of Commons. The process happens through a secret ranked ballot, this time including a little more than half a dozen contenders. Former Speaker, Liberal MP Greg Fergus is looking to get his job back, although he faced criticism for being overly partisan in the last Parliament. Technically, Parliament cannot sit without a Speaker of the House. And the busy day on our nation's capital continues as King Charles and Queen Camilla are touching down on Canadian soil for the first time since his coronation over 2 years ago. The King is set to formally open Parliament with a speech from the throne tomorrow. In the meantime, the royal couple will be making various stops in Ottawa communities today. And talks between Canada Post and the union representing 55,000 workers are set to resume over the next few days. The two sides met briefly yesterday, with the Crown Corporation confirming it's received the union's latest response. Meantime, an overtime ban remains in effect, signaling a hard stop of 8 hours a day and 40 hours a week. In sports, the Blue Jays start their series against the Rangers. That game gets going after 4 o'clock. And CHFI weather, mainly sunny today. Our high is 22 degrees. Then tonight, mainly clear. We drop to a low of 10. Right now in Toronto, mainly clear at 9 degrees. CHFI traffic, northbound 400. Some construction over here. Highway 7, the 3 left lanes are closed for maintenance. Then at Rutherford, the left lane's taken out. At Mapleview, also left lane blocked over here for construction. Southbound 427, the ramp to the QEW, that right lane's blocked for maintenance. We had this full closure westbound 401 from Avenue to the Allen. That is now cleared. And then northbound 427, some lane realignment that's north of the 401.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Vertinon of Canadian Blood Services. You are listening in Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
The weather much nicer today. Sunny, 22 degrees. This is what we were waiting for on the weekend that never showed up. But I want to know, did you summer this weekend, even though it didn't feel like summer? Did you get outside and push through those weak temperatures and rain? I did. I'll tell you what I did. I want to hear from you. I want to know if you made the best of the weekend, even though it was not so great. You can give us a call at 416-872-CHFI. You can always text us at 981-981. Going to be much nicer today. That's Whitney Houston. Already off to a better start. 8 degrees right now, getting up to the low 20s, and we should get a good amount of sunshine.
Now back to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFR. Okay, so the weather better today, finally. I mean, a little late. I guess better late than never, but I mean, this weather would have been nice on the weekend when it was 10, 11 degrees. It was rainy. I want to know, did you summer this weekend, even though it wasn't really summer, sort of a mind over matter thing? You can drop us a text at 981-981 or call us 416-872-CHFI. Steph, how's your weekend?
It was good. It was pretty relaxing. I didn't really have plans to do anything, but it was beautiful in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just turned. I'm like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do so much stuff. I didn't really do a lot. I had plans to get more like outdoor plants. Do stuff outside. It didn't happen.
And yeah, and we've been asking Frankie Flowers, like, can we plant? Can we plant? Yeah. Can we plant? And, you know, normally if you're planning things in advance, you're thinking like the last weekend of May, mm-hmm. you're usually in the safe zone in terms of like, yes, outdoor plans, good weather. So one of my good friends, he's having a baby with his wife next month. It was also his birthday. So we had planned for 2 months this epic boat day.
Mm-hmm.
And we all signed off going, yeah, like Saturday, May 24th, it'll be fantastic.
It'll be great.
So we had this locked in. We couldn't change the rezo because it was all paid for. And we pushed through on Saturday. We were out on Lake Ontario.
Oh, on the water.
In 10, 11 degrees. The sun peaked out for a little bit, but every time the boat started going, it got so cold.
Yeah.
It's always a few degrees colder on the water, and then when the boat goes, you get the wind.
It was the wind that had that crisp in the air still.
Yes.
Yeah.
And honestly, there was a point, Steph, where we rented this boat. There was like, what was it, like 10 or 11 of us plus the skipper. It was the most Canadian thing. Like, I'm looking around at my friends. We're all, like, really trying to have a good time. But, like, a couple of my buddies are in, like, winter jackets, toques, gloves. I thought I dressed in layers. Yeah. I wore, like, a windbreaker and a hoodie. And I thought I was bad. But my buddies were in full-on winter gear. And I'm like, what? This is not how any of us pictured this. We thought it'd be, like, shorts, T-shirts, jumping in the water.
Yeah.
None of that.
No, it's not even close to that time, the way that the weather's been. It feels like that's, like, months away still for how cold it is. On Friday night, I had to sneak out to go to just run to the store. The air outside smelled like Halloween air. Like,
no.
It smelled like October. It was so late and so cold. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah. One of my buddies was like, should I do it? Should I jump into the water? And we're all like, and then the skipper's like, the water is 4 to 5 degrees. It's colder than a cold plunge. He's like, you will instantly freeze if you get in there. Don't jump in the water. Like deadpan.
Wow.
So we're like, okay. Okay, we're not going to jump in. So we ended up just anchoring for a while because it was at least a little warmer when the boat's not moving.
Yeah.
And it was just a very Canadian moment. We pushed through. We pretended it was summer, even though it felt like winter, and we just made the best of it.
How many hours were you on the boat?
Five.
Okay. Wow. You could have lit a little fire?
On the boat?
Yeah.
I think contained. That would have got us kicked off the boat. You tell us, was I alone here? Did you summer, even though it wasn't really summer this weekend? What did you do? We want to hear about it. You can give me a call at 416-872-CHFI. You can also drop us a text at 981-981.
I'm at a party I don't wanna be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie yet. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm no. Party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss a mic back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah. Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. It's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah, cause I don't.
Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, I Don't Care. And a lot of you just didn't care that the weather wasn't great this weekend. Sounds like a lot of you still summered like I did, even though it definitely did not feel like summer. So I was on a boat with a bunch of friends for a dadchiller party and birthday party. And, you know, we made the best of it. It was a mind over matter situation. I asked you, did you summer even though it wasn't summer? And yeah, we got some texts coming in here. So Tracy from Schaumburg texted in to say, hi, I played with my four-month-old puppy Kiara in the rain in the backyard.
Aww.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Would Coda go out in the rain? Is Coda?
He will go out whenever. He doesn't love it, but then once he's out there and he's like, all right, whatever.
I feel like that's a puppy thing because Coffee would do that too. And now Coffee's 8 years old. If we step out, even with her rain jacket, we step out and she feels the rain. She just looks at me. She looks at me like, are you serious, bro? And then she turns around and goes towards
wow.
the door. Yeah.
Wow.
Another text coming in here. Paul in Markham says, this is good. Paul really summered. Hey, G, I did summer. I was on a mower cutting grass for 6 hours in shorts.
Wow.
Paul is shorts guy.
And that's what I was saying. I heard someone cutting the lawn, but it was early. It was about 7:30 in the morning because the mornings were gorgeous, and then it just turned.
Yeah. It's, yeah, it was weird. You got a sliver of hope, and then it just turned on you.
Mm-hmm.
This person texted in and just said, I don't even summer in the summer.
What?
Yeah. No.
You're in the right country. You're in the right country.
You can keep them coming to 981-981.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Maria Castain. Northbound 427, you got some lane realignment bogging you down to two lanes. That's just north of the 401. Then construction across most of your major routes. Northbound 400 approaching Highway 7. The three left lanes are taken out. Then at Rutherford, the left lane taken out. And at Mapleview as well, the left lane taken out. All for construction over here. And then southbound 404, the ramp to Wellington is closed for maintenance. Buy two pairs of glasses from $149 at Specsavers and choose sunglasses as your second pair to get polarized lenses for free. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca.
98.1 CHFI.
So a couple years ago, my entire extended family and I took a trip to St. John's, Newfoundland. It's been on my bucket list for as long as I can remember, so we finally did it. We have such a beautiful country that so many of us have yet to explore. And we found so many hidden gems, like Pooch Cove, where we stayed and took in some beautiful whale watching right from our balcony. We stayed at an Airbnb big enough for my large family. And while we were exploring the beauty of St. John's, back home in Toronto, all our homes were sitting empty, except for mine. I decided to host my space on Airbnb to make a little extra cash and to help with some of the travel expenses. It was a win-win. And if hosting seems like a lot, Airbnb recently introduced the co-host network. You can hire a local, vetted, and quality co-host to help out with hosting. That's from creating the listing, managing your reservations, and even helping with decor. They've made it so much easier. It's a great time to host. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
McDonald's sundaes and snack-sized shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
Hosting weather starts at Real Canadian Superstore. This week, get boneless, skinless chicken breast for only $4.66 a pound. Serve up delicious poultry from Canada and bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Breaking news. Spring fashion is heating up at TSC.ca. With a wave of top brands and new styles. I'm here with one happy shopper. What did you score?
Oh, where do I start? New designer heels from Ron White. A cute Hillary McMillan jacket. A stunning Avera Diamond bracelet. Everything I need for spring.
And what's the damage report on your wallet?
Oh, I split all my purchases into interest-free easy pay payments. No damage to report here.
Shop now, pay over time. I love it. Discover the latest spring fashion at TSC.ca. Exciting offers every day.
Every search for a home is a journey. Without a trusted professional to guide you, it's easy to lose your way. Realtors are held to a strict code of ethics that protects you with fairness and accountability. This ensures honest and ethical representation. And a realtor's access to the MLS guarantees you accurate, timely, and transparent information, delivering you to that moment when you know you're finally home. Find out more at TREB.ca.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your first aid cabinets are stocked, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a CentOS apparel program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The world is always changing, and the news can be overwhelming. Sometimes we miss the positive stories. If you need some uplifting news, a smile or a good laugh, then you won't want to miss the feel-good story of the day, presented by Desjardins Insurance. Listen weekday afternoons for stories that make you feel good. Stories that remind you that there are people who care. Desjardins Insurance. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
It's a big day for you and a big day here at CHFI. It is the $50,000 music jackpot draw day. I'll tell you how it works coming up after Bon Jovi.
Sing a song for the broken hearted.
In the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, 8 minutes to 6 o'clock right now, and it's going to be a much nicer day, 22 degrees with plenty of sunshine.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents What Day Is It? On 98.1 CHFI.
It's a big day here for you. It's a big day here for us. It's CHFI's $50,000 music jackpot day. It is finally draw day. It's here. Right now, there are 87 lucky people that are in that draw. That's a 1 in 87 chance of winning. We actually have one more chance for you to enter.
Ooh.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. I'll announce one more jackpot song for you. And we'll be looking for caller 16 at that point. And then that person will have the choice to take $250 today or become person number 88 in this jackpot. So we call it the $50,000 music jackpot because the total giveaway is $50,000. Right now, the jackpot is $32,500. We've also given away more than $17,000 in just cold hard cash for the people who have opted to go for 250.
Just took it, had a good weekend, had a good day.
Yeah, and I wonder how they're feeling. Do you think the people who took the 250, because now that it's draw day, are feeling a little bit of FOMO, or are they like, no, I'm good. I made a Costco run.
I would have taken the 250 because I'm like, ah, at least I got through, got the money, and I got to spend it right away. I knew that money was mine.
So you want the sure thing.
Yeah. So I don't know if I would be upset that I didn't enter. Like now looking at it, maybe, but I was like, hey, I got to spend my portion.
I'll tell you what, Steph, I'm a dreamer.
I know you are. That's the only part that we're not similar on. I would not have gambled it.
I would have, because I'm like, 250 is really nice. It would make my day, but then I'd probably forget about it by tomorrow.
Yeah.
But this much money, $32,500, that's tax-free. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's making my year.
There's a couple of vacations there.
That's like two insane vacations or like five or six good vacations. Yeah. 30 meh vacations.
30 like road trips, half hour away vacations.
Yeah, well, it's all happening today at 8 o'clock. We're going to be picking a lucky winner. And remember, at 7 o'clock, you got one last shot to enter this jackpot. Good luck to everyone who's in.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine on something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and regret makes me hard to find, this girl that I'm always parallel on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just by trying on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. Cause with your hand in my hand in a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. On the glass, are we trying to pull you through? You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space and how you hold. Show me how to fight for now. I tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into.
my heart is a space and now you're home. You show me how to fight for now.
You show me, baby.
I tell you, baby, and it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside of me. And now it's clear as the promise that we're making. Two reflections into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. Staring back at me.
Lots of great concerts coming up this summer, and for my money, there's no better venue than Massey Hall to see somebody. It is intimate. The acoustics are awesome. You kind of feel like you're right on top of the artist, the way they have that slopes. Jan Arden, National Treasure, she's going to be playing Massey Hall on Tuesday, June 10th, all week on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. We have tickets for Jan Arden. We're playing Is This You coming up in just a few minutes. First, it is 6 o'clock, 8 degrees, getting up to 22 with sunshine today. That's more like it. Here's Maria Castain.
Good morning, Gurdeep. A new chapter in Parliament history will be made today as MPs will cast their secret ballot to choose the next Speaker of the House. Former Speaker, Liberal MP Greg Fergus, will be seeking re-election. He stands against eight other contenders. The Speaker of the House oversees functions and procedures of Parliament, which technically cannot sit without one. And speaking of Parliament, King Charles will be delivering his speech from the throne tomorrow to formally open the new session. Himself and Queen Camilla will be traveling to Canada today, making some stops in Ottawa neighborhoods. It marks his first visit since his coronation over 2 years ago. Ford has issued a recall for over 13,000 Expedition and Navigator vehicles due to potential brake issues. They say